This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Ethiopia is voting in the greatest electoral test yet for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The election comes as war and logistical issues mean ballots won't be cast in more than 100 constituencies of the 547 across the nation. The election is also the centerpiece of a reform drive by Abiy, whose rise to power in 2018 seemed to signal a break with decades of authoritarian rule and led him to winning a Nobel Peace Prize. But opposition groups have accused authorities of harassment and threats of violence that echo past abuses. Abiy's Prosperity Party is widely expected to cement its hold on power in the legislative elections. Iran's president-elect says he's not willing to negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missile program, nor its support of regional militias. Ibrahim Raisi made the comment at a news conference on Monday after winning Iran's election last Friday in a landslide. The United States is hoping to get Iran back into Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The U.S. also had hoped to negotiate over other issues as well. The president-elect also said he is not willing to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden. Afghanistan's former president said Sunday the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation. Now, he says, the U.S. is leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview with the Associated Press just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Union foreign ministers are due to announce a fresh raft of sanctions against the Belarusian government Monday, this time targeting 78 officials and at least seven state-owned entities. EU officials say the United States and Britain are likely to follow with further sanctions of their own in the next few days, according to EU officials. The new sanctions earmark officials suspected of involvement in the forced landing of a Ryan airplane last month. They also target the participation in the crackdown on opposition protests in Belarus, mounted since last year in August, when Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko claimed victory in an election widely seen as rigged. Sweden's Social Democratic Prime Minister has lost a confidence vote in Parliament, making him the first Swedish government leader ever to lose such a motion. Stefan Löfven has been Prime Minister since 2014. The vote was initiated Tuesday by the small left party, an ally of the minority government that is not in the two-party center-left coalition. A key trigger for the vote are frustrations over plans to reform Sweden's housing market because of accelerating price increases that took place during the pandemic. On top of that, comes reforms of a long-standing shortage of dwellings. It's unclear what will happen next in Sweden. Löfven said last week he would wait for the vote and then think through what is best. President Biden's special envoy for North Korea said Monday he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North soon on U.S. offers for talks after the North Korean leader ordered officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation. Sung Kim, Biden's special representative for North Korea, is in Seoul to speak with South Korean and Japanese officials about the U.S.'s stalled diplomacy with the North over its nuclear program and U.S.-led sanctions. The trilateral talks followed a North Korean political conference last week, where leader Kim Jong-un called for stronger efforts to improve his nation's economy. Further battered last year by pandemic border closures and now facing worsening food shortages. President Biden will meet at the White House with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation, this Friday. That according to the White House. The meeting comes at a critical time when fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban militants has surged. Claudette has returned to tropical storm strength Monday morning as it nears the coast of the U.S.'s Carolinas. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.